Hey, this is WTOB's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title, Peter.
Peter Gajewski.
With the National Philharmonic, and we are here to sort of preview some cool concerts that are coming up at the Strathmore and maybe some other locations, but let's take them one at a time. All right. So the next one coming up is on April 15th. It's going to be Beethoven's 7th. What do we got with that one, Peter?
So Beethoven's 7th, Great Symphony, one of my favorites. It got a really famous second movement. And interestingly enough, that's the first piece I've ever conducted standing in front of an orchestra when I was 17 years old.
Oh, so it's got a good place in your heart.
So it's got a good place in my heart. But I tell you, it's one of those pieces that where you've heard it somewhere and you don't know where, but it's in the pop culture. And it was like under several movies, like Mr. Holland's Opus and The King's Speech. I
You
was
may have
watching
heard of
that
them.
movie. Yeah, and so you recognize it as soon as you hear it. So really, really looking forward to it. And then we're doing some crazy stuff with it. So there's a composer here in Washington, Carlos Simon, who is actually originally from this area, but now he's composer in residence at the Kennedy Center.
Okay.
And he was commissioned by the Philadelphia Orchestra 2 years ago to write a response to Beethoven's 7th. It was part of a larger project. They commissioned a bunch of different composers to write responses to all of Beethoven's symphonies. He drew number 7.
Okay.
And he wrote this piece, and it's focused on the second movement. So actually what we're going to do, I think, is we're going to play the 7th symphony. I shouldn't be saying this out loud. Maybe keep it as a surprise. No, I'll say it out loud.
Yeah, come on.
so we're going to like interrupt the symphony after the second movement and play his piece in the middle and then keep going. So it'll be a little bit of an experiment. And also on that program, a really cool work, also commissioned by Philadelphia Orchestra, Umoja, by composer Valerie Coleman. Umoja is Swahili for unity. So it's an anthem of unity. And then finally, Pièce de Résistance, Melissa White, violinist, is playing second concerto by Florence Price. Now, Florence Price was an African-American composer around the turn of the 19th, 20th century, more in the 20th century, really enjoying a kind of a rediscovery at this point. Her music is getting played all over. In fact, recent several recordings of her music won Grammys. I mean, Philadelphia Orchestra recorded her Symphonies 1 and 3, won a Grammy a year ago. And then this year, New York Youth Symphony recorded their piano concerto and won a Grammy for that.
Man.
So it's all great stuff. And Melissa, of course, played with us many times before. And she's a really good friend. And she plays these concertos, you know, tremendously well. And her career has taken off also since the last time she's played with us. She's playing all over. I think right as she was appearing with us last time, she was also on the, speaking of movies, I know you're a movie guy, so I always try and bring up that.
That's how you and I met, was on the waterfront, remember?
She was the featured violinist on Jordan Peele's Us.
Whoa, really?
On the soundtrack, yeah.
So those like creepy violin.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's Melissa White, yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
So,
I might have to mention that.
She has a really, really cool career. She's a member of the Harlem String Quartet, and then she has a big, big solo career. So she'll be playing. So, you know, there's nothing not to like about this concert. And it's on April 15th at Strathmore, she said.
Wow, that is really cool. Yeah, so come hear the violinist from Us.
Right.
We promise there's only one version of her. There's not like an evil version that's going to pop out too, like the movie. Oh, that's great. All right, cool. Well, that sounds like our action-packed first one there. That's April 15th. All right. So then after that, you're going to be doing something called Cosmic Cycles. It'll be May 11th at Capital One Hall and then May 13th at Strathmore. So two chances to see it in Maryland and Virginia. What's the tee this one up for me? Why are we calling it Cosmic Cycles?
Well, so it's our second collaboration with NASA. Our first collaboration, we played host planets and they did a movie to it. And this time around, what we did is we asked them to put together, what do you think is the best thing to put together? And, you know, they have all these fabulous new material from the new Webb telescope and, you know, and as well as other different telescopes. So they put together like seven short movies between 5 and 10 minutes. And we commissioned a composer, Henry Dellinger, another local composer, this is a Virginia composer, to compose a symphony in seven movements, essentially. And each movement focuses on different part of space. It starts out with the sun and then examines the Earth, and then it gets into planets, and well, first the moon also, then gets into planets, then it gets into different NASA travelers, they call them, so the different probes they sent out, you know, some of them have already gone beyond our solar system, right. And it ends with this, you know, the newest discoveries, the images from the Webb telescope. So the images are, I mean, it's like wonk wonk. They're out of this world. They really are. So, I mean, we've seen a sampling in newspapers, right, when they first started taking them.
Yeah, but
they just have lots and lots, and they're really tremendous. And we put them up on a very, very, very large screen, on a gigantic screen over the stage. And the music is directly inspired by the images, so you can sort of follow along as the music unfolds and as the images move along. So it's a really, really great experience.
Wow, that sounds kind of getting goosebumps imagining all that NASA Goddard space footage.
Yep. Yeah, it should. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of once in a lifetime, because you really get the full effect of everything that they do.
Yeah. Once in a lifetime, twice, May 11th and May 13th, twice in a lifetime, 2 days apart, at Capital One Hall first and then Strathmore. All right, cool. And then if that isn't enough, you, sir, will be back to conduct on June 4th, Carmina Burana and Hale Storch's Fifth Symphony. This will be, where is this one? This one's at Strathmore again, at 3 p.m. So like a Sunday afternoon concert. Explain what we got here.
So Carmina Burana hopefully doesn't need a huge amount of explanation. It's probably, other than Handel's Messiah, the best well-known choral piece. Is again backdrop for many commercials and many movies and whatnot. So always lots of people come out and hear it, and it's nice to hear it live. It's huge orchestra, huge chorus, soloists, all the works. And then Adolphus Hale Storch is an American composer who's getting up in age. He's 81 at this point. And he's enjoying tremendous success these days, getting played all over, from like Los Angeles Philharmonic to Detroit to Washington National Symphony. And of course, we play his music. And last season, we premiered a work of his entitled A Knee on the Neck. And incidentally, that's going to be broadcast on TV locally in April on one of the competing stations.
What is the station? Why not?
Yeah, the WETA. It'll be broadcast. I'm not sure the date, but it'll be on a Sunday in April coming up, the broadcast of that concert. But here what we're doing is we're again premiering, first world premiere performance, his symphony number 5. Nice. So it's a wonderful work in 3 movements, also includes the chorus in one of the movements. And it's great to hear things when they're being performed for the very first time, because then they go on in history and become history. I tell you, the people who were at the performance of Beethoven's 5th symphony the very first time around, they had a special experience. So anyway, definitely do come out and hear this and Carmina Burana as well.
The world premiere of the Fifth Symphony by Adolphus Hailstorm. And of course, like you said, everyone knows Carmina Burana, especially, what is it? Oh, Fortuna is the
Exactly, the
famous
beginning.
one.
You got it.
Yeah, what's that one? The oh,
That's
yeah,
the one.
okay,
That's the
gotcha.
one. You
I
got
will
it.
not use that. I will not use that in
I
the
wasn't
piece.
going to sing it, but I'll let you sing
No, you can conduct. You should conduct me to stop singing it.
it.
Well, that sounds like a really cool lineup there. Anything you want to say? I have more than enough to work with, obviously, for my purposes. But anything you want to say in closing? Why folks should come on out and see the Philharmonic?
Well, I tell you, people are coming back to the concerts. In the last three concerts that we gave, one of them was a complete sellout at Strathmore, every ticket.
Awesome.
One was almost a full sellout, and the one we just did most recently, a couple of weeks ago, also just huge audiences. So it's time to come hear concerts. Everything is good and safe and great music, and it's great to hear it live again.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, everyone, head on back to Strathmore and Capital One Hall for these concerts here coming up with Peter Gajewski of the National Philharmonic. Good catching up, my friend.
Thank you, sir.